April 28, 2010, and we're going to do lesson number 114, four diagonals and folding. So take a moment to lie on your back and go ahead and take your glasses off. Put them somewhere next to you. You won't need them. And observe how you're lying on your back today. The contact that you're making first with your head and your shoulder blades. Begin to notice the area in between your shoulder blades, your spine. All the way down to your lower back and your pelvis. And then how your legs are lying on the floor. Roll your head a little bit to the left and to the right and notice the movement of rolling your head this morning. Go really, really slow. That's it. Good. And now bring your right arm towards the ceiling. And you're going to begin to do a movement of reaching with your right arm. Think of reaching up towards the ceiling, but diagonally towards, I'm going to say, your left knee. That's it. And as you continue to do that movement with your right arm, notice how your right shoulder blade is coming away from the floor. So you really want to feel this idea of really reaching and lengthening so that the whole shoulder blade comes away from the floor. And the back of your head starts to arch. So you're really reaching. And a little bit more towards your left hip joint. So notice where your left hip joint is and begin to lengthen towards the left hip joint, but you're still going up. In fact, your fingertips end up over the left hip joint, not too far to the outside. And when you reach with your arm, does your arm really need to be tense? That's it. That's nice, Julie. And Dale, do it a few more times. Let your head tilt back. Feel how the shoulder blade comes back to the floor as well. Really nice. And rest your right arm. And now bring your left arm up towards the ceiling and begin to do the same movement. So you start to reach across yourself, imagining that you're reaching towards your right hip joint and then lowering the shoulder blade back down. So you're reaching with the left arm, that's it. Feel how the back of your neck arches back. That's it, Cindy. Good. And let that go and rest on your back. Now this next movement, you're going to bring your left leg up towards the ceiling, and it's fine to let your knee be bent. So however it's comfortable, so left leg. That's it. And start to think of lifting your left leg, your left foot towards your right shoulder. And most importantly, I want you to feel that your left butt, that's it, comes away from the floor, and then you bring it right back. So you just think, if I was going to touch my right shoulder, let's say with your left knee or your left foot, that's it. So feel how the left cheek comes away from the floor and lowers back down. What part of your back begins to press into the floor? Good. And pause and rest your leg. And now raise your right arm once again. So right arm, we're back to the arm. We're going to kind of switch back and forth here. And reach towards your left hip. And this time, as you do so, lift your head at the same time. And feel how you bring weight to the left hip, to the left side of the buttocks. So your head and your arm lift, and you're thinking of coming up and over your left side of your pelvis, your left hip joint. That's it. But again, for some of you, see if your arm, there you go, your arm doesn't have to be so tense. There, look at how much easier that is. That was way better. So your arm doesn't have to be tense like a stick to lift. There you go. So look for the ability to have a little lightness and softness in the arm. That's it. And look down towards your left hip. That's it a little bit. Now, as you do the movement a few more times, really look for the timing of when you first raise your left arm and then when do you lift the head. That's it, Cindy. Really nice. So with this particular lesson and movement, you want to lift your head a little sooner than later. You don't want to let it hang behind you too much. So lift it a little sooner because then you're doing too much. So let this relax. Okay. Now, try it with your arm more here. Now lift and lift your head. How's that? So do less with your arm and think of your whole back in that area lifting up. There you go, in your head. There. What if you even think of pressing your left arm a little bit into the floor, the left hand? There. Ah, is that better? There you go. Mm-hmm. Good. Okay, and rest it. So as I've mentioned before, it's always good if something starts to hurt, ask me. I'll come over. We'll tailor it for you so that you can still do the movement without any discomfort or pain. Please bring your left leg back up towards the ceiling again. That's it. And once again, you're going to bring, think of the left knee, the left foot coming towards your right shoulder. So you lift up that buttocks. And just notice if that's lighter and easier. So just imagine you're heading towards the right shoulder. Not over to the right side, but really it's a diagonal movement that we're working with. So really think of the right shoulder. That's it. I mean, it can go a little bit more over to the right, but that's it. Good. Okay, and rest again on your back. Bend your knees and bring your left leg back up again. Go ahead and straighten your right leg. That's it. And now place your right hand behind your left knee. So it can go behind. That's it. And now with the use of your right hand, begin to make a circle with your left leg. So you start to circle. That's it. Slowly. And go slow enough that you can feel the movement happening through your back, that you're actually shifting weight where the left buttocks comes away from the floor and that actually you roll more onto that side. So now you start to feel when you come more onto the left buttocks, the right shoulder comes away from the floor. And then as you bring the shoulder back down and the leg a little bit more over to the right, the mid-back presses more into the floor, and yet the left buttock lifts away. That's it. And notice right now which direction you chose to make a circle for you. Just notice if you went clockwise or counter. Okay, pause and rest it. Bring your left leg up again and get a hold of it from behind with the right hand. In whichever direction you made your circle last time, go the opposite. So if you were clockwise this time, go counterclockwise. And again, feel this relationship starting to happen where when you have more weight in the left buttocks, the right shoulder's up. And then when you lift the left buttocks away from the floor, you more feel weight coming over to the right shoulder. Notice if you're still breathing or if you're having a tendency to hold your breath. Good. Okay. And let it go and rest again. Now lift your left leg again, and this time do a few circles by itself without the use of your right hand. Feel the weight shift where the left buttocks comes away from the floor and then gets closer to the floor. And again, it does not matter with your knee or your foot, it can be bent, the foot is soft. That's nice, Cindy. So it's really starting to feel that there's a movement happening with the pelvis, that you're rolling from side to side within the pelvis. That's good. Change the direction a few times so that you don't feel like it's just happening in the hip joint. A little bit more. And let the knee bend more. Don't think of it from the leg. So bend there. Just all, that's why I said let the knee bend. Everybody else rest. But I want you to think of it all from here. There you go. Yeah. Isn't that much better? There. Now you just do that a few more times. That's it. Roll. That's it. That's it, and that's going to help that hamstring a lot. Nice. Good, good, good. Okay, and then everybody rest. And now raise your right arm up towards the ceiling, and let's do just a couple movements of reaching diagonally over towards your left hip, lifting the head, and just see if that's a lot lighter, if a lot more of you starting to lift. Could you imagine that you could eventually come all the way up to sitting? Just imagine it. And so, like, why, what's made the upper back so light now? That's it. There. There. Really nice. That's okay. Okay, you're so still something in the middle there we need to work on. Okay, rest it for a minute. So did it feel lighter and easier? Is it getting easier? So Dale, you need to think about that. What is it about the pelvis that makes the shoulder and the upper back more free? Just take a moment to just digest that. Now let's bring your left arm up towards the ceiling and start to reach just with the arm diagonally over towards the right hip. We'll let the head hang for right now. And just notice what it's like on this side. Just compare. It feels heavier. Because we know that it hasn't changed really technically any weight, right? So now go back to the right arm. So put the left down. And go ahead and do the right arm with your head or without your head, but just feel how light it is. What have the ribs and the pelvis learned? That's it. There's a twisting. Okay, go back to your left arm and reach up and diagonally towards your right hip joint. So you eventually feel as if the right side of your pelvis and buttocks, right, is kind of pressing into the ground. So I really want you to start to feel what's happening in the pelvis. There you go. Okay, and everybody rest. And bring your left arm up again and reach across yourself this time, allowing your head to lift as well. So with this movement, really feel there's a timing. So it's kind of like the minute you lengthen the arm, boom, the head comes up. There's other times when I've really let you have the head hang behind you, but in this movement, no. That's it, Julie. So then you start to feel what happens in the back. That's it. What happens with the widening of your shoulder blades? That's nice, Nancy. There you go. That's it. Now it's coming. Something changed. That's it. I want you to do a little less something about your timing here with your head. Let me see what this is. Right there. That. Okay, you do this last little. So once you lift your head, try not to then do this. Think of your chin staying forward over your chest. Much better, Tess. That's better. Because at the last moment, you tuck it in. And it's creating your back to tense. So you just think of the chin coming forward better. Do you feel how that's better? Mm-hmm. Yeah. And think of your eyes and your face. It's like it's going to come, you're going to come towards me. So as you lift, now come towards me there without this. Yeah, without the, okay? Just think forward. There. So everybody do that. If you think forward, think of your nose and your jaw. It's coming forward over you with your hand. There. Excellent. Okay. And let it go and rest. As most of you have learned in here, the smallest little difference or change makes a huge impact for the rest of the system and the whole lesson, the movement. Now bring your right leg up towards the ceiling, and again, let your knee be soft, your foot is soft, so no attachments to the leg being straight. And begin to do a movement as if you're going to take your right leg towards your left shoulder. And all I care about is that you start to feel how you can lift your right buttocks away from the floor. So if the butt comes up, there's more pressure that comes higher in your back, right? That's it. And if you need to, with your left leg, the knee can bend, it can roll out to the side. So let your left leg relax a little bit more, Tess. I think I said the left leg. Let the knee bend. Let the left knee bend. Not this one. Left. There. There. So Don't allow the left leg to hinder lifting the right buttocks. That's nice, Nancy. That's it. Let's just see if we can come a little bit more. So in here, once you think of letting this go, there, and round. Think of rounding there, that this part sinks back there as this lifts up. There you go. I know, it's different for you. That's it. Now try to do the opposite. Make this really stiff. Push it out. There. And try to lift. That's it. Just let it be soft. There you go. That's nice. There. There, there. Nice. Okay. Really nice. Okay, rest that leg now. Did you notice how even that leg was lighter than doing the other leg first? So raise your left arm again, and let's go back to lifting the left arm and your head diagonally over towards your right foot. That's it. And just see how much of you comes up now. If almost the whole upper back starts to lift. That's it. That's nice, Cindy. Check in with your breath and your breathing. So it's best to lift on the exhale when your chest can soften. That's it. Okay, good. And rest on your backs. Go ahead and lift your right leg now, again, and place the left hand behind the knee. So you're just using the hand to support. And begin to make a circle now with your right leg. And just notice if you go clockwise or counterclockwise. It doesn't matter because I'll ask you to change it. But I'd like you to really feel how, you know, when you bring the right buttocks away from the floor, right, how then the left shoulder presses down. And when you bring more weight over onto the right side of the pelvis, the left shoulder lifts. So look for that relationship. And then many of you have your thumb separate from the rest of your fingers. So put your thumb, it's an interesting thing. Connect your thumb with the rest of your fingers. That's it. And notice what that does to your shoulder now. It creates a much more continuous connection. So can you think of your right knee pulling away from you to lift the left shoulder a lot, even more, Cindy? So really think of it like pull that even more. There's something in your elbow. So see if you can lengthen that arm a little bit more right there. Ah. See, before you were doing it there, right through the elbow. There. Just feel that. Feel that. There. Let that chest be soft. You're doing real. That's it. Just let it go. Okay, and change the direction. That's really nice. Your head is just rolling on the floor, following whatever you're doing. That's good, with your left arm and right leg. Okay, and let it go and rest on your back. Just take a moment to notice at this point how you're resting on your back. How you doing, Nancy? How's it feel? Well, things should be feeling different. Does it feel softer on the floor? Do you feel more parts of you kind of sinking down into the floor now? And again, take a moment to check in with your breathing. And for those of you that are a little more new to this, to remind you, there's four parts to your breathing. So there's your inhalation, and at the very end of your inhalation is a pause before you go into exhalation, and at the end of the exhalation is a pause. And as you get more experienced coming to the classes, you're able to notice these four parts of your breath or the breathing kind of in the background as you're doing the movements. So there's a lot more to this work than just doing the one movement, but it's your ability, your attentiveness to go into something in the background, pull it into the foreground, shift it back into the background, still noticing what you're doing. Because most of us move through life pretty much not knowing what we're doing most of the time. Okay, so this time you're going to bring both arms straight up. And I'd like you to really imagine that you're holding a stick. And why don't you do it this way? Put your palms facing each other. So you really imagine you're holding a stick, okay? Let's say the stick is in between your palms, right? So if you widen your hands, you're going to drop the stick. So there's almost like a little internal pressure there so that you can hold the stick. Everybody got that? And now from that position holding the stick, you're taking both arms, that configuration, over to the left, towards the left hip. So it's the same movement of letting the right shoulder blade and the right upper back coming away from the floor, but you've got both arms up. And first do it a couple times without lifting the head and then add it in the head. That's fine. But you don't want to lose the stick. So you don't end up rolling now. You're not rolling to the left. You're still coming. It's a diagonal. So you that's it, Nancy. That's it. So you're lifting up thinking that you're going to come over the right hip. That's it, Tess. That's it, Cindy. And if at any point you need to pause and rest, so a little bit more this way. Not so far over here. So now let that chest go and now lift the head. There you go. That's perfect. Really for you, focus on letting that chest relax. And see, don't you feel all the weight go into that left hip? Left side of the pelvis? Perfect. Dale, a little bit more forward and a little less to the left. I want you up here a little bit more. There. So it's really, if you're starting to feel like you're rolling onto the left side, no good. But yet you feel all the weight goes through on the back side of your pelvis, the left side. Good. Okay, rest. Did anybody drop the stick? If you do, it would land on your face. Did I tell you guys about this series? There's a series. We'll see. If you guys are still with me in a year, there's a whole series of working with books, and it's really fun. Did I tell you about that? Where you hold books, so you start off on your back, and you start with one hand, being able to hold the book with your palm. So seriously, if you've got the book and you drop it, it's going to hit you in the face. And how you start to turn as if you were going to roll over towards your stomach. And then you have both hands, and then you do the feet. So you start one foot, the other foot, and then eventually you get all 4 points. It's pretty incredible. We spent a month doing it. I could never fully do it, but there was like 3 or 4 people in the class that it was just so cool to watch how they could hold these 4 books and roll from your back to your stomach and back again and not drop the books, not one of them. So what it takes is a huge amount of differentiation in the hip joints and the pelvis and the back and the shoulders, right? So you're able to just do all this twisting. It's really pretty to watch. But maybe we'll do a little bit of it. Maybe we won't be too eager to do all of it, but it's kind of fun. You can bring a book and you pick out a book at home. You don't want something too heavy. You don't want something too long, too thick. If it drops, you got to catch it. Think about that. Okay, come up again with your arms. And same idea. Let's just do a couple movements. You first are holding the stick, and you're coming over to that left side. So lift. See how much of your head and your shoulder, your whole upper back is starting to lift. Really nice, Nancy. For your first time, you're getting it. That's it. That's it. Okay, and let that rest. And now lift your left leg up into the air, and let's just go back to bringing the left leg over towards the right shoulder. And just see how much lighter, yeah. Let the knee be bent. How much lighter is the pelvis getting now? That's it. Let it go back, and let it come up. That movement right there, this that I'm doing with you, is what you need to free up that hamstring. So even this you can practice on your own, just feeling that up and back and up. You get that? Mm-hmm. And just let the knee be bent. That's it. Is it lighter, you guys? Way lighter, huh? So think of swinging it a little bit higher over towards the right shoulder. So it's really the right shoulder. That's it. That's nice, Dale. And almost, that's it, Cindy. Your whole butt can come off the floor, right? That cheek. Good. Okay, and rest on your back. Okay, bring the arms up again. Hold your stick. And this time we're going to go over to the right. So you're going to lift diagonally. Hold that stick. That's it. Lift your head. And you come really weight-bearing onto your right hip joint. So again, notice. Let your legs relax a little bit more. So a little less to the right and a little bit more up, Nancy. There. So it's really a movement that if you were going to bring yourself all the way up to sitting, just onto that right sit bone, that's it. Let go, just relax, going back. That's it, Tess. Good. There's still something. It's in your mid-back. This is such a good lesson for you. I had so much fun doing this lesson. So that's shifting this way, and I want you to think straight there. Literally, you're going to come and sit, but I want all the weight right through here. Yeah! Yeah, yeah. There you get it. And this is really important with our running. This is all diagonal stuff. That's it. Sorry. That's hurting your wrist. Not so much bending like this. Think straight up. There. That's it. Okay, rest it. And now lift your, let's see, it would be your right leg up towards the ceiling. That's it. And again, let the foot and the knee be soft and start to swing that right leg towards your left shoulder. Really come up towards the shoulder, not over to the side. But feeling, that's it. How can that whole buttocks come away from, that's it. There you go. That's it. That's the idea, Tess. And just really let this leg relax. How can this, there. That's it. Good. Really nice. Okay, and let it go and rest on your backs again. Okay, now this time bring both of your legs up towards the ceiling, so both feet are in the air. But we're going to take both legs now. It's the same kind of almost like stick idea, but I don't want you to really think you need a stick in between your legs. But so let's take both legs over towards the left shoulder. Okay, so you can bring both towards the left shoulder and come back to where you started. So you still feel more the right side of the pelvis lifting up. That's it, like you're swinging. That's it, Dale. That's it, Julie. That's it, Tess. Good. And now let's start going towards the right shoulder. So that means the left side of the buttocks. And if there's a difference from one side to the other, it's going to really show up now with both legs in the air. Because one side's going to feel like more sense of control and the other's going to feel like, whoa, I'm ready to fall over. So just notice that about yourself, and that has a lot to do with what's happening deep inside your pelvis, the sacrum area. Now, can you alternate? Can you go once over towards the right shoulder and then once over to the left shoulder? So you kind of roll through the pelvis and sacrum area. And I want you to lift the pelvis a little higher, really bringing those knees high up towards the shoulders. Like if you were going to do a backward somersault. That's nice, Nancy. So you start to now lift the lower back, right? Like yoga. You're going to come here and then come back through and then come here. Yeah, this is the harder side. But notice it's harder not on the left, it's harder on the right. Well, no, so feel what you do on the right side here. Just let the right, see the right side takes over. Yeah, don't do that. It's that. There you go. It's like your right side of your back has become a little too stiff. Yeah, there you go. Because the left is weak, yeah. So throw the legs up a little higher. That's it. There you go. And you can press your hands into the floor if you want. That feels a little safer to you. I know, it's a very funny transition. It's like, okay, I'll let the legs lift. But that moment when you start to lift so much of the buttocks that the lower back comes up, it's like, ugh! Like, you know, it is. It's a small amount, but it's a huge, extraordinary feeling difference. It's like, oh my gosh, is this really safe? Because you're starting to shift weight up higher. So bring your arms up again. Find your stick. Good. And let's go back now with the stick of let's lift your head and your arms up towards your left hip. See how far you can lift up. And then go back. And then go over to the right hip. That's it. And some of you may feel as if you can almost spread your legs a little wider so that you feel like, well, gosh, could I sit up? If I was a dead skeleton, how could I? And the reason I say dead is that if you were a skeleton, this is how you would lift up if you had no muscles. If I came and just grabbed you, nice, Cindy, this is how you would. Now go a little slower back. Okay, stop. Come back. She's like, you got to be kidding. Okay, there's still too much work. So right in here, as you start to go back, soften your chest. There you go. There. And not let the head go. Let your chest go back first. Ah, that's what I want you to feel. You feel the difference? Because there's that holding. So excellent. So soften in the chest. And now as you go back, that's it. Feel that as you let your back come backwards first, it's so much nicer for the neck. Do you feel the difference? That's it. And now round your back. There you go. Let your back soften to come back down. Nice test. Excellent. Good. Great. Okay, rest, everybody. Go back to the legs for a minute. Just rest. Okay, bring the left leg up into the air and with the right hand come behind the knee again. We did this earlier. And really bring that left leg, left knee towards your right shoulder, letting as much of your butt and back come up. That's it. And you can let the right knee do whatever it wants to, the right leg. But really think of the left knee coming to touch your right shoulder. So what do you need to do? How much of your back can you lift off? That's nice, Tess. So you start to feel the back, make it a little safer. That's it. That the lower back comes up. There you go. Okay, nice. Nice. Okay, come back and let's change over. So let's go to the right leg with the left hand. And the same idea. So you know, and you're really not using much of the arm now, right? Because you already know how to organize your pelvis to lift up. But I want you to get that last little piece of the back coming up. That's it, Tess, even more. And bring the knee closer to the shoulder. There. And really try to let that left knee relax, that left leg. That's it, Dale. Feel how the back can come up. That's it, Julie. That's really good. Good. Okay, and rest again for a moment. Okay, bring your legs up again, and this time both legs are in the air, and see if you can get a hold of like behind the right calf with the right hand and the left calf, the left hand. If you can reach the ankles, great, wherever you can get to, and let the knees soften. That's it. And now holding on with both legs, make a big circle. So start to make a big circle along your back. So your butt should be up in the air, and you're really bringing weight, that's it, higher up in between the mid-back. That's nice. That's where you're starting to make the circle now, because you're getting your butt off the ground. I know, we don't want to get our butts off the ground. And that's a really interesting thing, you know. It really is a huge transitional place that we're introducing today. That's it. So can you even think of your feet? Again, this is like a reminder of like a yoga position. Like your feet start to come over your head, right? You really bring them over, which means that the butt has to start to lift. That's it. You're doing great. And that you come on a different part of your back than you're used to. Change the circle. That's it. Okay, let's rest. Okay, we're going to add in an extra movement just for you guys today. Okay, so bring your legs up again. So bring both up towards the ceiling, let the knees, that's it. And now if you want to, go ahead and put your hands underneath your pelvis. And again, this is like what you're taught in yoga, to lift your pelvis up. And even more, can you really lift your pelvis? Use your hands to let your knees to come in towards your face. That's it, lift that. That's it, Julie. So that's it, Dale, even more. Whoop, use your hands. That's it. Okay, once you get up there, let your knees dangle into your face. That's it. Even to the point if they can come and touch your shoulders. Now, I'm going to encourage you to keep your hands with your back, okay, because we're going to dance the knees a little bit. So this is the fun part. You're going to start to shift a little bit. Let's start taking the left knee towards the left shoulder. And I want you to go small because it gets scary. And then the right knee towards the right shoulder. And again, for each one of you, there will be a clear difference of which side you feel safe with. And then when you need a break, come back down. Can we get you all the way up? Okay, good. Now just let the knees go. Let them dangle. There. Now from here, imagine you're going to take this knee closer down. Yeah, as if you were going to touch the floor. So you got to shift in your back. There you go. And then we're going to go over this way a little bit. And then this way, slow. That's it. Really good. Excellent. Excellent. There's something. There you go. You're doing really good. Excellent. All of you. Okay. See, you can get the butt in the air. Okay. Now, slowly come down and rest for a minute. And you'll see how easy this makes it to come up to sitting. So Nancy, that's the fun part of these lessons, is that you'll do something that feels completely opposite of something else. Like when you're gonna raise your hands and come up to sitting, and it'll be effortless now. You're like, how did lifting the pelvis over me make reaching the arm so easy? So let's just go back to one arm at a time. So bring your right arm up towards the ceiling and go ahead and start to lengthen the arm up towards the ceiling, over to the left side, and just feel how easy it is to lift your head and come up to sitting. You may weight bear a little bit on the left hand, but really don't need it much. That's it. And go back down. And do that again. Just really look now that you know how to do it, the quality. Look for an ease, an elegance, like if you were a dancer, you're on stage and you're going to perform this weekend. So you want it to be so elegant. And when people are watching you, let go in here, around your shoulder and your back, let it go. There, even more in your chest, let your chest. That's it, round, 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 round. So that there's so little effort feel like you're moving that much. Right? This makes a sit-up nothing. How's that feel? That's nice, Dale. How's the shoulder now? What shoulder? Oh, see? That's why we don't care about pain so much, because it just disappears. Good. Okay. Rest in your back. Speaking of, how are you doing with everything, Cindy? Good? Good. So, yeah, usually pain goes away, again, when the whole self becomes really organized. Instead of just focusing on the one part, right, Dale? Instead of just us, like, hovering over the shoulder. We've done all this stuff with the mid-back, the upper back, the lower back, the pelvis, the leg swinging, and now all of a sudden the shoulder doesn't hurt so much. Because this really isn't about the shoulder, but it's a really, pain is usually about our holding patterns, how we're holding. And in the holding, the pain is created. Okay, let's try it now with the left arm. So bring the left arm up and start to reach across yourself over towards the right side. That's it. That's it. It does. Spread your legs a little wider. It's always easier if your legs are wider. So think of coming over this way. And there you go. And let's go back really slow because it has to do with your back. And didn't you feel that difference when I had you have your legs hang over? There's a difference between the two sides. Yeah, you don't like to come over to this side so much. This is not your favorite side to come over to. You love the other side. It's right in here. That's it. It's letting that happen. See me touching you there, you got it. But you normally don't let that happen. You do it on the other side. There you go. That's it. Really nice. Okay. Rest. Rest on your back. And we'll just do one last thing with your legs. So bring both legs up again towards the ceiling. That's it. And let them be wide, knees bent. That's it. And just think of now, again, the right leg, right knee is going to come towards the left shoulder. And then you'll do the left towards the right. And just that a couple times. That's it. And really get this feeling of how you lift each side of the pelvis. And even if you fall over, it's okay. I don't care if you fall over. But could you see how this would be a beginning? So lift one side and then the other. So Cindy, if you had a book here, right? Push my, there, feel that, and then go back and do it again. Push, see, feel that in the back and the pelvis? And now this side. I know this side's a little less, okay. There. We've done this before, but I keep on coming around to it again and again because it's so important. So you get a push into my foot. Lift that pelvis up. There. Less thinking of straightening the leg, and I want you to think of lifting the pelvis in the back. Better. Can you feel that difference? Lift it up. There you go. There, you did it. Now do it again. Push into me because the back, that's it. Now let's try it with this side. Excellent. You do it better on this side. Do it again. And now try it on this side. Up. That's it. Really let those lower ribs come forward. Up. Good. Okay. Push into my hand. There. And let it sink back down now. Good. And now push into my hand on this side. Yeah. Don't twist the leg. Mm-mm. Okay. So go back. So feel what you do on this side. Push, and when you get tired, you can rest, and we're done, but rest. Push again to this side. Feel how the pelvis lifts in the ribs, and the leg just, it's nothing in the hip joint. Feel that. Excellent. Now, once you do the same thing on this side, no twisting of the leg. It's all in the pelvis. Think pelvis. There you go, and you're back. If anything you want to practice, taps. That's it. No twisting of that leg. You know what you were doing before? You were doing this. Okay? No wonder that side got hurt. Feel what you do on this side. Do it. That's it. Do you feel the lift? Do you feel how those lower ribs come up? Do it again. Okay, do it again. Now on this side. Excellent. Okay, that's what you need. Okay? Can you just take 30 more seconds? Yeah, just rest on your back. Sorry, I went a little over today. I got a little excited. I liked this lesson a lot. Like 3,000, a lot. So just notice how you're feeling. How's it feel lying there? And just see if something again has woken up in that middle part of your back. There's some kind of, and today we did a lot of work with the diagonals. That's why it's called the four corners diagonal folding, which is critical for hiking, walking, all these sports that are coming up with the nice spring weather here. Right, it's completely different usage than skiing. Yeah, so go ahead and roll your head a little bit to each side. Notice how that feels. But just really sense how you feel lying there. And then when you're ready, go ahead and roll to one of your sides. Come up to sitting and standing. And then when you're in standing, you'll see how light and effortless everything feels.